mental stimulus update. And today's topic will be talking about Democrats. Because I've hit the Republicans pretty hard twice so far. And I didn't make them look too good. So let's see what we have to find out about Democrats today. Democrats, what we found, the Democratic Party has changed significantly during its more than two centuries of existence. During the 19th century, the party supported or tolerated slavery, and it opposed civil rights reform after the Civil War. In order to retain support of the southern border, by the mid-20th century, it had to undergo a dramatic ideological realignment and reinvent itself as a party. Supporting organized labor, the civil rights of minorities, and protective reforms since President Franklin D. Roosevelt, the New Deal of the 1930s, the party was also tended to favor greater government intervention in the economy and to oppose government intervention in the private, non-economic affairs of citizens. The logo of the Democratic Party, the donkey, was popularized by the cartoonist Thomas Nast in the 1870s. Though widely used, it has never been officially adopted by the party. Isn't that funny? They didn't adopt the donkey as a party yet, but still use it. The Democratic Party is the oldest political party in the United States and among the oldest political parties in the world. It traces its roots to 1792, when the followers of Thomas Jefferson adopted the name Republican to emphasize their anti-monarch views. The Republican Party, also known as the Jefferson Republicans, advocated the government with limited powers. Another faction to emerge in the early years of Republicans. The Federalist Party, led by Alexander Hamilton, favored a strong central government. Jefferson's faction developed from a group of anti-Federalists who had aligned its favor of the additional the Bill of Rights. So basically, they added stuff to the Bill of Rights and to the Constitution of the United States. The Federalists called Jefferson's faction the Democratic Republican Party in the attempt to identify it with disorder and spawned by the radical Democrats of the French Revolution of 1789. After the Federalist John Adams was elected to a presidency in 1796, the Republican Party served as the country's first opposition party, and the 1798 of the Republican adopted the Reserve Democratic Republican Party label as their official name. But basically, as you can see, I mean, it started out as Democrats and went to a Democratic Republican Party in 1796 when John Adams was elected, and in the 1800s, Adams was defeated by Jefferson, whose victory ushered in a period of prolonged Democratic-Republican dominance. Jefferson won the election easy in 1804. The Democratic-Republicans, James Madison, 1808 to 1812, and James Moore, 1816 to 1820, were also subsequently elected by 1820. The Federalist Party and had faded from national politics, leaving the Democratic Party, the Democratic Republican Party, as a country's sole majority party and allowing Monroe to run unopposed in this year, in that year's presidential election. So as you can see, I mean, they didn't really seem to actually put in a presidential nominee. They just let Monroe run unopposed for that year. Which means we had a one-sided president. We didn't have one. We didn't have a Democratic or Republican or Independent or what was the other one? That was a Federalist. Which is probably good that we had a Federalist. But now you see, they've been doing a lot of changing. During the 1820s, new states enter the Union, voting laws were relaxed, and several states passed legislation that provided for the direct election of presidential electors by voters. Electors had previously been appointed by the state's legislature. So basically, the people actually used to put the people in the presidency, the electors, before this was put in there by the legislators, the basically Congress, doing their stuff. And nowadays, like I said, the voting rights have been relaxed, and that's how you do voting now.